Hello, I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. First one, combating division and racism, reducing crime, creating more jobs and raising wages, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting abortion rights, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, border security, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or improving K-12 public school education.
Keeping guns at the hand of the wrong people, for one.
Thank you.
And the Medicare thing that you're asking about.
What was the last one, I'm sorry?
Yes, what was it?
We have combating division and racism, reducing crime, creating more jobs and raising wages, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting abortion rights, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, border security, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or improving K-12 public school education.
Okay, reducing crime.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Joe Biden. How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
90.
90?
90. Yes.
Okay. About Democrats in Congress?
About 85.
Thank you. About Donald Trump?
49.
Yeah, thank you. And how about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Well, I don't know too much about him. I said 50.
Okay. And how about Republicans in Congress?
About 75.
Thank you. How about Kamala Harris?
About 40.
Thank you. How about Tim Scott?
Don't know too much about him.
Okay. And how about Jill Stein?
Don't know too much about her either, whoever that is.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way up, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom will you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
No.
Nothing at all?
Do what now?
Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes, from the debate.
Okay, yes a lot or yes some?
Yes some.
Thank you. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. And what exactly have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration now?
Well, it seems like you know what he talk seemed to be he for real. And you just have to understand them where it's coming from.
Okay. Thank you very much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
A lot or some?
A lot.
Thank you. And has what you seen, read, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Much more unfavorable or somewhat more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Thank you. And what exactly you have seen, read, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Well, I heard that he's really not dependable, and I read that he's not really dependable.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I would like to, well, we are about 70%. We're almost done with this survey. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. First one, stagnant wages and rising costs. Next one, Donald Trump getting elected president again. Next one, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, or the lack of quality education opportunities, or the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, or rising crime and violence.
Rising crime and violence. And one more. I forgot really what you all you say.
We also have stagnant wages and rising costs. Donald Trump getting elected president again. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. The lack of quality education opportunities, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, or cuts to the social safety net like Social Security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The last one you say about Social Security.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. First one says, fixing the immigration system. Do you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue?
Joe Biden be better.
Biden much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you so much. Next one is tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Do you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue?
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Next one, growing the U.S. economy. Do you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue?
Well, Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Next one, rising crime and violence. Do you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue?
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Next one, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Do you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue?
Well, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. And last one, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Do you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at that, dealing at that issue?
Joe Biden. Much better.
Much better. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
More favorable.
Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I disagree.
Is strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. And how often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, and with this, we are actually finishing up the survey. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
A divorce.
Thank you so much. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Just grandkids.
Thank you. In thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
About half.
About half, okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No, there wasn't.
Thank you. And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Do what now?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Well, I don't know what that is.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You all.